This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part one of a two-part series, and today we're talking about sacred shamanic sex for women. All too often these days, sex is practically a fast food experience. We have an hour, we want to have sex, and we start from there. But what do? So can we have a new, totally different kind of experience rather than fast food sex? Can we have something where sex was whole being and sensual, profound, a window to our souls, even a deep healing journey? Enter the shamanic realm. Are you ready to connect with your partner here? Well, showing us how today are our guests, Dr. Stephen Day and Kypris Drake. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Kypris and Stephen. Kypris Drake is the author of Journey to Sexual Wholeness, The Six Gateways to Tantric Sexuality, and the creator of the Six Gateways System for Teaching and Learning Sacred Sexual Practice. Dr. Stephen Day is a PhD physicist who combines this with many years' experience in Zen Buddhism, the Alexander Method, and nature to create healing practices. So separately and together, they do coaching, healing, and counseling from their home city of San Diego. Now, first show then, we'll be talking about what can we do to bring a woman pleasure, healing, sexual awakening, and joy, just to name a few experiences, bringing in shamanic techniques. So let's get started. I have a few questions. Let's just take them in any order. Maybe let's start with a shamanic, let's go with that.
Okay. So can you repeat the question for me, Patty?
Well, let's just even back up from there. You want to just tell us a little bit about what is your particular entree into the whole world of Tantra? Where do you see yourselves as fitting in? What is your particular passion for coming in and teaching people about sensuality?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because really there's so many different flavors of sacred sexuality that are available for people to learn from. And where I really see my strength is in really integrating the spiritual work with the sexual work. So creating an alignment within a person for sexuality, for creating a loving heart, and for having a strong spiritual practice, and having all of those sort of weave together so that the practices that I offer to my students are not only focused on enhancing sexuality, but also in focused on enhancing all of life.
Okay. And Stephen, you want to add to that?
Well, sure. As Yab Yami, we have a centralized focus, and Kypris did a really beautiful, described that really beautifully. The thing that's really nice about working with Kypris, so the two of us working together, is that we get to bring the concepts of relationship into the work as well. So we have this, you know, I have the masculine point of view, and Kypris has the feminine point of view. So not only do we get to practice this within our own tantric relationship, but we then get to take what we learned and bring it into the real world with real practical you know, examples on, well, how do you bring this into relationship and really, you know, being able to focus then on both the man and the woman so that you can create this union.
Okay, super. So could you tell us a little bit, Kypris, you said that you are the creator of the Six Gateways System. What is that? Well, it's probably a large question, maybe just...
You know, in a nutshell, yeah. Of course. Yes. Well, obviously, yeah, it's a 246-page book, but it started out as my students asking me in the very beginning when I first started to teach Tantra, and they were asking me, what can I do at home? What are the practices that I can bring into my everyday life? And so I created a little booklet in the beginning. And as I started to create the booklet, I started to receive, I don't know, information or bring information up from the inside of myself, however you want to look at it, and to create a series of practices that felt important to me to begin the practice of sacred sexuality. And over time, that grew into six sets of tools. So you can almost think of it as a series of six toolkits that you can open up as you progress along your journey. And each toolkit has within it several practices that you can do. Now, what's interesting about the six gateways is that they work for men and women. But over the years, with our work with our students, we've discovered that women start at the beginning of the six gateways, and they start with practices around safety and building trust with themselves and with others and with opening their heart. And men tend to start in the middle of the six gateways. They start with ecstatic work and with learning the practices of opening their whole body up to pleasure, and then they cycle back around to these other practices. It's very interesting how it works. And so the six gateways also I would think of as a sort of spiral journey to the center of this path. In other words, you can start at the first gateway, go all the way to the sixth gateway, then start again at the first again, but go deeper with it.
I see. And could you tell us what the gateways are?
Absolutely. The six gateways are called connecting to spirit, breathing love, soul gazing, waking the dragon, weaving the elements, and divine union. So each of those kind of expresses a theme, in essence, and a place that we want to work both spiritually and sexually to expand our consciousness.
Well, that's really beautiful, because I think a lot of times, a lot of people think, if I could just learn this one technique, I'll go home and it's like, I want to have this great lovemaking with my partner, and if I can learn this one technique, I'll be a better lover. And I think what I'm hearing you say is that being a better lover is really a very all-being, full-body kind of lifelong practice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For me, it certainly is. And I know that for my students, many times they come to me originally, women especially, because we're talking about women today. Women will come to me and say, I can't have an orgasm with my partner. That's one of the really common ones I hear. Or I can't relax during sex, or I'm not enjoying sex as much as I think I can. And in the beginning, they think, well, we're just going to focus on these sensuality practices and that will fix me. And my experience with women especially is that we're very, very complex creatures.
Hmm.
And we need a lot of underlying work to open to pleasure. So we need to work with our emotions and our heart. We need to work with what I call armor and removing that so that we can be vulnerable. We need to work with really feeling connected to some kind of spirituality so that we can feel safe in the world. And once we do all that, then we can start to open up to more pleasure.
Right, we're like a big Rube Goldberg contraction, you can't just work on the doohickey and expect the orgasm to flow, is what you're saying. The whole machine has to be kind of flowing, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's a mind-body-spirit kind of thing, yeah.
So where does this shamanic part really play an important part for you then?
Well, the shamanic piece is really interwoven through everything that we do. So when I'm working with a student, what we're focusing on is healing what I call the light body. And the light body is a concept that's been developed by a lot of other teachers. And the practices that I teach are designed to create healing there that can then sort of translate into a physical experience in the body or into an emotional experience in the body. So the word shamanic really means that we become experts at altering our consciousness, and we do it in a way that uses imagery that's connected to the natural world. So we work with the elements of earth, air, fire, and water, and we work with the imagery of the sacred tree, for example. We work with the chakras in the body and moving energy through those. And that's part of our sort of light body anatomy. So when we're working with chakras, those are sort of the organs of the light body, just as the liver is an organ of your physical body. So shamanism kind of combines this. It's this concept of working with an alternate reality to create changes in this reality.
I absolutely love your explanation of shamanism. I think it's so beautiful. And yes, yes, you have a meditation on that you actually share. It's for free, actually, on your site, Yab Yummy, which I'll be sharing on our break, which you give people for a free download called the Sacred Tree Meditation, which I think is so beautiful. Would you like to just describe what that is?
Yeah, the Sacred Tree Meditation really is the foundation meditation for women. So when I was talking about creating safety and how that's really important for women, that's really where we start. And what the Sacred Tree Meditation does is it connects us to the earth or the goddess or Gaia or whatever word you would like to use for her. The Incas call her Pachamama. And you also get connected to the divine masculine, in which you can conceptualize as the sun or God or the great spirit or whatever imagery calls to you. And the key with the Sacred Tree Meditation is connecting to both polarities so that you start to feel safe in the world. And there's this sort of magical experience that I have with that when I pull those energies into my body. It creates a sense of wholeness and completeness in me. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, and maybe Stephen would like to talk about that because he's been a big part in developing that meditation.
Sure. The beautiful part about the meditation for me is that no matter where you are or who you are, in essence, you can feel filled and complete from this. So in other words, it has this ability to, for men that are unsure of what it means to be in their masculine, that they can connect to this sky figure and in this shamanic way, in this alternate reality way, feel what it's like to be fully in their masculine. And then from that place, pull in from the earth and play and dance with this feminine aspect of spirit. And when they get whole and complete like that, they go out in the world and all of a sudden, you know, they in essence, you know, can connect with people in relationship. And the same is true for women, but you just reverse it. So you have this balanced polarity that that's beautiful no matter where you are and what where you're feeling a need for more, love or security. If you want more divine masculine or more divine feminine, you can pull it in if you're practiced in this.
Yeah, and that's really the practical application of Sacred Tree Meditation, is to work towards creating an end to neediness, an end to needing to get your validation from other people. Because I think that the key to the sort of highest expression of sexuality is really to feel completely comfortable and whole and complete in yourself, and then come to partnership from that place. And in fact, solo practice is what we like our students to begin with. So when I have a new student come to me for private work, what I ask them to do is to begin with solo work and to do several sessions of that and to anchor that in their body before we start to do any practices around energetic connection.
Well, I think that's really fascinating. And so we're going to take a break very soon. I just want to say you do give the Sacred Tree Meditation as a download on your site. Is that correct?
Yes, it's actually, Stephen, do you remember? It's part of our Stephen's our technical
guru. It's on the homepage, and you
Thank
sign
you.
Up for the it's a free download that you sign up for the Women's E-course.
Right. Okay, good. And but just briefly, you're breathing up from the ground and into the sky and then and just through your system to connect the polarities, if I heard you correctly, right?
Yeah, actually breathing into your heart. So you breathe up from the ground into your heart and down from the sky into your heart.
So,
yeah, and really mingle those energies in your body.
And it's such a beautiful meditation. I have to say, it is so well worth it. So just to go and get this link from the site. So we are going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about sacred massage for women, yoni massage and breast massage and tantric massage. So please stay with us. We have lots of really good stuff coming up. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm here with Dr. Stephen Day and Kipris Drake, and you, as I promised, I'll give you the link now. You can learn more about them at their incredible website, yabyummy.com. I'll spell that yabyummy.com. And you can get there. You can get a lot of very interesting things at their website. They have some amazing downloadable videos, which, of course, you have to buy, but you can get some wonderful previews. They have a blog. They have some very interesting articles and some free stuff. And I think this is one of their very gorgeous gifts that they can you can get from anywhere in the world is this beautiful sacred tree meditation. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from PersonalLifeMedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
We're back, and we're going to just launch right into a sacred massage for women. So, where do we start?
I'll let you handle this one, Stephen. You're the expert on the women's massage.
Well, how far back do we want to go? I really think that this massage starts with scheduling time, especially if you're in a busy you know, like most of us are, we're busy. So scheduling time, and that, and I really mean that. When you schedule the time, that's in essence when the massage starts. So not necessarily when you do the massage, but the whole working up to it and thinking about it and wondering, you know, what it's going to be like. That's all part of the joy of this experience that you're going to have.
Okay, great. And so what might be the first what might it look like? You've gotten together. Can you sort of paint a picture or kind of do like a reality podcast? And maybe we could kind of look in on you and Kipris as you're actually doing one together, and you might describe what you're actually doing together. And we obviously you have 2 hours, and we have, you know, maybe 15 minutes, so I have to kind of alter time here a little shamanically. But you, Kipris, you might tell us what you're feeling, and you know, Stephen, you might tell us what you're doing, starting with the breaths, maybe, or the breathing, and then going through the yoni, and maybe why you're just focusing on certain key aspects of the massage.
Absolutely.
Well, my work is to surrender. So in the sacred yoni massage, when Stephen and I are doing that practice together, in the beginning of that practice years ago when we started, it was hard for me to let go. It was hard for me to simply receive, to simply lie there and receive and not, you know, give a lot of direction. And I think for me, it was a real learning experience. I was in the habit of giving a lot of direction in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And for men, it becomes a learning experience to, I hesitate in saying take charge, because I'm not leading from my own ego, but it's a real practice for me to connect to spirit and to let spirit guide me so that I can guide the ritual.
So I'm going to just hop in for one moment and say I have the benefit of a little bit of foresight because I've actually downloaded your video and I've watched it. And just from an eagle's eye view from up above, in this video, I get to observe that for I don't know, an hour or however long it takes, it's a very non-goal-oriented experience where you are very sensually engaging without much of a goal of any kind, where you're really very touching for the moment. Mm-hmm. And so please continue.
Well, we start in this really beautiful way, which is that we start with a meditation. Once we've set the space, once we've created time, all that stuff, once I've decided I'm going to surrender, we really start with meditating individually and then coming into an energetic connection. So that means we're really intentionally allowing our light bodies to connect and to flow with each other. And we have practices that we use to make that connection of breathing, of imagining that we can feel or see the energy moving back and forth between us. And once we do that, it seems to drop me into a place of, okay, that I'm ready to drop in now to some touch. And with the touch work, with the yoni massage, what surprised me when I started to do this practice was that we don't go straight to the yoni at all. We start with a very sensual back massage.
And I want to just say once again, the yoni is another word for the vagina.
Yes.
So. Not everyone.
Sacred garden. Yes, thank you for reminding me. I sometimes forget the whole world doesn't speak Tantra.
I know. Well, they don't, but that's okay.
No.
please continue.
Yeah, maybe Stephen would like to tell us more. So, you know, after the back massage, then the next step is where I sort of start going into the trance out part.
And I even wanted to back up a little bit because, you know, with the awareness, not that the whole world doesn't speak Tantra. I started this work, you know, from the background of having a PhD in physics and really kind of wanting to feel it rather than just be in the belief system that, you know, oh, if I come together and I meditate, then I'll have this experience, which will be all blissful. So I did the experiment, literally. We would practice this work, and I would go through, and I call it faking it till you make it. We would go through the motions of doing the spiritual practice beforehand, and what I've found is that the experience is in my body, the physical experiences and the emotional experiences in my body became so ecstatic that, you know, there are times that Kippers and I just do the meditative practice because it's almost bigger than the physical connection. So mm-hmm. it's a real, in essence, I want to, like, give all the people here who, you know, have never experienced it, just say, you know, watch it, try it, and do the experiment for yourself because it's really blissful. Mm-hmm. But once we move into the physical, and as Kippers says, she blisses out after we roll her over onto her belly and start massaging her back. The entire goal is, and as Patty said, there isn't one, but so then the entire goal becomes just to be in the moment. So for the man, it's just about the experience of touching, and we often, and I think we say this even in the video, but I'll say that you want to touch as if you're touching this fine piece of velvet, and you would never think to make this velvet feel good. So we're getting out of this. The goal is to make your partner feel good. The goal is really to have a beautiful experience. So as you touch that velvet, you would feel into your own hand and how it feels in you. Mm-hmm. And this is the true kind of the basis of how all of the touch in the ritual is. It's all touch for your own bliss. And that bliss gets transmitted through the divine energies into your partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the bliss is incredible. I mean, I think a lot of women have probably had the experience of making love and being able to sense when their lover is really enjoying, you know, really aroused and in the lovemaking. And that's an example of the energy that we're talking about. There's this invisible thing that you can feel in your body. You can feel it in your yoni and you can feel it in your whole body. And during the yoni massage, you know, we start with that back massage, and then we flow into a massage on the front of the body. And I used to be very uncomfortable having the front of my body massaged. Like, even in a regular massage, I would feel very exposed and not safe. And so part of what I have journeyed through with this practice is journeying to a place where I feel safe enough that when I'm lying on my back, I can be open and I can start to feel blissful. Because there's a real place of vulnerability for a woman there. And so even once she rolls over onto her back and we start massaging the front, or, you know, Stephen is massaging the front of me, let's say, then, you know, he's going to start with focusing that massage on parts of my body that are less likely to feel not ready for that kind of touch. Mm-hmm. You know, like the breast area, for example.
Well, even before that, I'll often just put my hand in stillness on, or, you know, rub your cheeks, things that are just instilling love, because I want to have that connection. A part of this bliss isn't that it just feels, you know, that it's just feeling good to me. It's that what feels good to me is that I'm in an intimate connection with you and I'm in this present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I start by, you know, loving your hair and your eyes and looking into you, and then, you know, as you know, that safety, and as you kind of open up, and you can sense that, you know, for the men, again, just as Kipper said, you can, for women can sense when their man is having pleasure. For a man, you can sense when, you know, think about it, when you've had this experience of giving, and the woman just kind of melted and moaned, and it's all of a sudden, you know, you're in that place of full connection with her, and that space of openness is that's sort of the signals for me that to move into maybe massaging the breasts and open her up there.
Wow. So then what?
I'll spend a long time loving on the breasts, because mm-hmm. they're really the gateway. We often say this, that for women, this is where their sexuality begins. For men, and we'll, you know, we may talk about this in our next show, you know, that you can really start on their penis
mm-hmm.
without any problem. Men love mm-hmm. that. Just, you know, it's not that, you know, full on, but just some connection there, some touch, some acknowledgement there initially is really beautiful. And that's the beginning of their sexuality. But for women, it's their breasts, not mm-hmm. their vagina, not their yoni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that really makes a difference for me. I notice that and women, you know, who are listening, they may have had this experience, you know, that the more foreplay you have, the more aroused you get in lovemaking. And when you do get to the point of lovemaking, it can become much more ecstatic if you've had that preparation than if you go just straight there, straight to penetration. Now, in the yoni massage, the only penetration that happens is with the man's hand. And he's working his way gradually to opening the woman's body so that by the time he gets to the yoni, she's going to be ready for that. She's going to invite that in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole process around how the man moves into the yoni with asking permission and that. I'll let Stephen tell you about that.
So before we get to that, it's a perfect place for break, because
okay.
everyone will absolutely come back. So this is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm here with Dr. Stephen Jay and Kipper Strake. You can learn more about them at their website, yabyummy.com, yabyummy.com. They have downloadable videos, one in fact, on the very conversation that we're having right now, tantric massage, and also for women on yoni massage and breast massage and lots of other cool stuff. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
Back, and we're talking about sacred shamanic massage for women, and please continue.
Well, I think we were just talking about the approach to the yoni and how the man moves slowly in this phase, waits to be invited in, and asks permission. And I love this part. When we started to do this practice, I absolutely loved it, and it was very healing for me. I think it really helped me to develop a strong sense of my own boundaries and when I wanted to say yes and when I didn't want to say yes. So to have Stephen approach my yoni with his hand and say, "May I touch your yoni? May I massage the outer part of your yoni? May I move to the inside of your yoni? May I penetrate your yoni with my hand?" To have him ask at all of those different stages is just incredibly powerful for me.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's an interesting point, and I think even for people that have been married for 20 years, they sometimes overlook that because, well, mm-hmm. you know, I married you, didn't I, right, 20 years ago. So even in longer-term relationships, I think that can be a very powerful practice because, mm-hmm. you know, to see your partner as someone you just met, you know,
yeah.
or who's fresh mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. is someone different in this moment that you would need or want to ask permission of is a very profound experience.
It's also a profound experience because every moment is unique, and that's really what the essence of the tantric connection is that you're in this unique moment.
Absolutely.
You don't know if your partner is in a place where that's comfortable, and without goals, you need to be really comfortable in asking. And also, I want to say, one of the most beautiful things that the goddess can do is say no, is to express her truth that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that with Kypros, I love when she says no, because then I know that her yeses are real.
Mm-hmm.
So with the yoni.
That's so beautiful.
With the yoni massage, the goal isn't to massage the yoni. The goal is to have this experience that may entail having, you know, the man enter and, you know, massage around, and Kypros may say, you know, if I'm doing it, she may or may not say yes to any of the touch.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than being in judgment with myself, I just want to be in love for her, because this is a gift to her, and, mm-hmm. and it would be a pretty silly gift if I was giving her something she didn't want.
I love that. I really love that.
Yeah, there's a story, actually, that a Buddhist practitioner told about a gift that you don't want, you know, and talking about there was this particular kind of fruit that grew in the area where he lived, and most people that lived in that area loved this exotic fruit, and it was considered, you know, a great gift to give this fruit to someone because it was pretty rare also and expensive. And he said, "The trouble is, I hate this fruit." and so I have a student who brought me one of these, not knowing that I hated it, and put it on the altar where I meditate in the offering bowl. And I'm sitting there in my morning meditation, and I can't meditate because I can smell the fruit, and the smell's making me sick. And, you know, I think that's a great example of we want to, before we gift someone with something, we want to make certain it's a gift they want to receive. So
thank you, Stephen. Yeah, that's a beautiful story, because I think it's kind of human nature for people to give things that they themselves want to receive, and yet I think men often have very different wants than women do, and so it gets kind of tricky with men and women because our hormones, our physiology, our whole setup is very different. So, you know, what you give may not necessarily be what you would want to receive, or vice versa, right? So,
right.
Very good story.
And that's why we just say you ask. I mean, rather than trying to be a mind reader, and we've certainly done this enough that we know that there are, you know, there are ways that work best for women, and they're really different than they would work best for men. But in the end, with your partner, even if you've known them forever, there's such a gift to asking.
Mm-hmm. And it's a turn-on, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
You want this? Yes. You want that? Yeah. Even if the whole thing was yeses, it would be a lot of fun, right? I'd probably say no every now and then, just sit up. But sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then what?
Well, you know, once if we get to a place of a yes, with the goddess opening up and saying yes to, and it's not even penetration at this point with your finger, because really what happens is she pulls you in. I mean, this is the true receptive nature of the woman, and this is really the beauty of the experience. And I mean literally to feel your finger energetically and physically be pulled into her because she's so ready to receive you. I mean, that's ecstatic. Once we're inside, the yoni massage is really a healing ritual in its core. It's about releasing, initially anyway, it eventually moves to a place of pleasure, but initially it's really about releasing past trauma, and I don't necessarily mean it has to be deep sexual wounding and sexual abuse trauma, but it may be. But, you know, we've all lived through, our childhoods, and if any of us got through childhood without and young adulthood and teenagerhood without some sort of trauma in our life, then I think that's beautiful. But most of us don't.
Mm-hmm. Especially sexual shame and guilt.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So in the same way that when you massage someone's shoulders and they release tension there, and that tension may be about their work day, so not physical tension, but really just about something that happened, the yoni stores a lot of sexual energy and trauma and tension. So the goal with this, again, if we don't have a goal, but just to speak from it from that point of view because the language is easier, is to love and to massage, literally to explore within the yoni with your hands and to move the muscle and the tissue around and to touch without necessarily trying to arouse, just to touch and feel and love.
Wow. Well, that sounds really beautiful. We are going to have to bring this show to a close. I know. But you've given us a great feeling for this. And maybe we can come back to this a little bit in the second show. So we'll see how our time goes. We have a lot of great stuff ahead in the second show, too. So we'll be in the flow. But I was hoping you could leave us with, I'll ask both of you this, a parting inspirational thought. For our listeners before we close out the show. So who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go. I mean, I think for women, what I have found on this path is the rewards are great. And one of the rewards is that no two experiences of lovemaking are the same. So Stephen and I have been partnered together for several years, and we've never had the same experience twice of making love in all that time. And that is something that I'm passionate about sharing with other women.
Well, that's inspiring. Definitely fulfilled on your quote there, my dear. And how about you, Stephen?
Well, I like to give carrots, meaning that this work is really huge and can affect your whole life. And isn't just the sexual component, but the sexual component's really fun and easy to talk about. And what I often realized, at least what I realized now, is that the orgasms that I had before I was doing this work really literally feel like a little sneeze compared to the experiences of just bliss and release that I can have. And the wonderful thing about this is that orgasm and ejaculation aren't connected anymore. So I can have these amazing orgasms and continue to make love and then finish and continue to move through my day with all of this sexual energy running through me, which can turn into creativity, which can turn into, from creativity, and it can be channeled into anything I want to do in my day. So I get great orgasms, and then I get to carry that spirit energy into my day to manifest whatever I want.
Well, that's a carrot that ought to be pretty enticing for a lot of men and women, I should think. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you both on the show. I'm inspired, and I know I'm sure many of our listeners are too, if not all of them.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a joy. We've been talking with Dr. Stephen Jay and Kypris Drake of YabYummy.com. And you can go to their website, and they have lots of free stuff and lots of cool stuff that you can download and just check out. And so go check them out. And so that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening. You can send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. For text and transcripts of this show and other shows, go visit our website, please, at personallifemedia.com. And you can visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com, where you can join my mailing list and find out more about my products, services, and events, or just come join Expanded Orgasm on Facebook. is Dr. Patty Taylor. That's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.